So it just reflects the kind of faith that's kept St. Martin's alive for 110 years, from when this was a primarily white Italian and Irish parish, now being African American. There's always been a sense of connection with the local community, which I think makes us different from some other churches in the neighborhood, is that we've been here in the same location since 1901. In the Catholic Church, once we open up shop, we don't tend to leave. We stay and keep working. Whoever comes, so if we went from being black to white, if we now change back to becoming white, we'll still be here. Now we'll adjust the music. So years ago, it was all traditional music with the pipe organ, and later on, in the 60s, they had a folk group, because that was a contemporary thing.
Sure.
By the 70s, they started a gospel choir, and now in 2011, we have our first Mass at 9 o'clock, pipe organ and choir. Our pipe organ was just recently featured as the Oregon Historical Society in June. They were featuring the instrument because it's basically the exact same instrument as 1939 when it was built into the church. Most churches get more money, you see, and they add more bells and whistles to their organs. We didn't. We just had enough money to barely maintain the thing. So that worked our favor because the organ purists like that you keep the same exact instrument. But I think that speaks, it's kind of maybe symbolic of how we are as a church. So we took what was given to us by those who worked very hard to build this church, and we've continued to maintain it. The pipe organ Mass is at 9 o'clock, and as people change, we have more of an African-American population. We went from one gospel choir to two gospel choirs. The gospel choir went from an old stand-up piano when I got here to a grand piano. We added drums since I've been here. We've added saxophone, trumpet, bass, keyboards, percussion. So now we have six professional musicians. All these are jazz performers in their own right. All these guys have done studio work who all get paid to work here. They don't get paid a whole lot, but they get paid a kind of fair wage as musicians. But I think that speaks volumes of how that we really try to, the church changes with the different people coming in, but we're still at the same location.